JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Hope.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months.
Yeah.
And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
I did Leading Man. I did blackface comedy. I do a Russian general. I sang in a quartet. I danced. I played saxophone. Very good. They used to chase me from town to town.
The Don and Mike Show.
Big Kmart. This is big.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm not happy.
All right, Robert, get back
Robert,
in here.
Help me.
I got to get you back in here. Donna.
Because they choose to be. What? Don and Mike.
Talked all over that. I got to tell everybody, Don will be back on the show tomorrow after his root canal today. Mm-hmm. Kind of an emergency root canal procedure, full of cotton.
His mouth is full of cotton. He's not like a stuffed animal.
Robert, before we get onto your health problem, I did want to share this story with you. Fifth grade history lesson uses N-word as crossword puzzle answer.
What's the N-word?
This is from Dunlap, Tennessee.
Oh, I have a vacation home there.
A crossword puzzle assigned as a homework lesson for fifth graders studying a book about 19th century South, the 19th century South, asked them to use a racial slur as an answer. The N-word. All right, turn that off. At least one parent complained, and the teacher, who is white, apologized to the parents of her students, said Donald Johnson, principal of the Sequatchie County Middle School. Johnson said the teacher obtained the crossword from a website, ED Helper. That sounds like Ed Helper, Education
sure.
Helper.
Sure.
And a member of the website that offers reading lessons, puzzles, and other materials for teachers to download for use in class. Uh-huh. A parent, Clifford Brannon, said that his son's teacher assigned the homework Friday as a supplement to...
Yes.
To the book Sounder. Uh-huh. I read this book in school.
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever read Sounder in school?
No, I never had the pleasure.
It's a book about the South.
A movie, too, with Cecily Tyson,
that's
right.
Pearl S. Buck might have. That might have been The Good Earth.
That is The Good Earth.
All right. The book is commonly used in classrooms nationwide to illustrate racial bigotry and sharecropping hardships through the eyes of a young black boy. Brannon said he could not believe the puzzle with words like cabin, smokehouse, and lantern, also included the N-word along with its clue, 17 across, an insulting way to label a black person. He said the word crosses the line between history and hate. It's not something you would want to teach. A mistake was made, Johnson said Tuesday. The word should have never come up on the worksheet like this. I can't defend it. Johnson said the teacher, whom he declined to identify, justifies it as a way to teach about how it was at that time. Johnson said the puzzle answers were words associated with the book. The principal said he was unsure if any black students were given the assignment.
Do you see why I'm leaving?
Why you're leaving the country?
Do you understand why I'm going to Thailand to die? I want to die in Thailand.
Serious question, though. I mean,
I don't want to live. I'm tired. All the stuff that's been going on lately since I've gone back, you know your boy Don is notorious for saying, I always bring up the race car when I come in here.
I know.
Don't you know what's been going on since I've been back here?
What do you mean?
The Jenna Six, Mike Vick,
all right.
OJ, this.
Donovan McNabb.
I don't think
Donovan,
you can tie.
Whatever.
You know what? And one of the issues I have with that, I don't think you can tie that all together.
Why not?
I don't think you can tie it all
this
together.
This country has never got over.
You know something? I think it's just as racist for somebody to say OJ's oppressed like Michael Vick is oppressed. It's the same thing when a white racist is going to call up and say, hey, he's just like OJ. That's the same thing. That goes both ways. That goes both ways when it's used on either side.
This country, as young as it is hung up on race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
no, but I'm asking about this specifically.
What about it?
I'm saying a crossword puzzle, you have an assignment.
How is this racist?
You're,
she knows that's going to offend somebody.
Yeah, but
they don't care.
I'm talking about Tennessee, I'm surprised
they have a school.
But no, but I'm saying, do you think that this teacher was doing this just to be racist, or was this teacher doing this? Because what it is
the
here's the question. It said the
didn't mind if it's racist. It doesn't matter to her. She doesn't people,
or him.
People in the South don't care if it's racist.
But don't you think
it's like the Jenna Six? They don't care if that's you prosecute the black kids, but you don't prosecute any white person. One that brought a gun to the school.
The Jenna
they don't
Six.
Get prosecuted.
Look, the Jenna Six. I'm with you on that. I think that is that you make a good argument with that one. But when you're talking about a crossword puzzle assignment for homework, I think, frankly, that there one of the things we do in this country is we never deal with it head on. We run away from it. We don't pay any attention to it. And if somebody's going to put this in a history lesson, I mean, the fact is that word was used, and it was used liberally back in that day. And I don't think that's...
What is there to learn about it? It's a hateful word. So what?
It's a hateful
so
word. But so don't. What? So what? You so say? What? So you're saying they shouldn't do this?
They can do whatever they want.
No, I'm asking you. What do you think?
What I think?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by it.
All right.
Why would I be surprised by that? I'm surprised my post office truck doesn't have that spray painted on every other day.
Look, I think that, you know, that word, we all know how offensive that word is, but the fact is...
It's not offensive.
It's not offensive.
It's just it's Spanish for the word black.
Mm-hmm.
But white man corrupted it and used it to put us down. The word doesn't have the same meaning that it used to. Black people.
What do you mean by that? The word doesn't have the same meaning.
Because it was used in accordance to laws and actual... physical oppression.
What would you
now
say?
The word now.
What would you say that you know being used in black culture today, in black music, in black you know theater, in
that's
anything?
What I'm
that, do you think
the,
that
the word
do you think
been,
that word has been diminished now? That it doesn't
yeah,
have the same power.
Oh. It's just like me. It doesn't have. The
you don't
teeth.
Think that same coming out of a white person's mouth. Come, you don't think that has the same
very
power.
Very rarely will a white person have the balls to say it.
Exactly. And why
your
is
boy
that?
Don keeps calling me Robert De Niro, and I told him. That's being disingenuous. Why don't you just say nigger? Why don't you just say it?
Well, the thing is, the word has that stigma behind
right.
it.
Well, so does negro. It's the same thing. No, why are you going to say Robert De Niro instead of Robert the nigger? It's the same thing.
It is not
if
the
you're
same
trying
thing.
To, why not?
I don't think why it's not? The same thing.
It is.
I don't think it's the same thing.
But it doesn't bother me. All I say is, Don, when I jump on Don for saying that, I say, Don, you're... Why beat around the bush? If you want to call me,
we're talking jokes, we're talking lighthearted, we're not using that word. What I'm saying to you is, you're saying, hey, the word doesn't mean as much as it does, and I'm telling you,
it doesn't
as far
have
as
teeth.
Do you think it has more significance in the white community than the black community now?
Black people, this is why white people can't use the word, because we know what y'all mean by it. It means regression, repression,
okay.
offensiveness.
All right.
Okay, when a black man says, I've called my fellow black man, back in the day I didn't, but as I got older I did. Now I don't anymore. It went back and forth.
So you don't use that word with black
sometimes
men?
Sometimes I do.
But not as much as you used to.
Not as much as I used to because...
And why is
that? Because of our community now saying they don't want to use it anymore.
Right.
Okay, but as... I use it, if I use it...
And that's recent. Isn't that relatively recent?
Right.
You know, you're going to tone down...
If I said it to Mr. Ford, he'd say my N-word.
Right.
Okay. It's affection.
It doesn't have the same sting. I know that. I know that. What I'm asking you, though, you say to me the word is diminished. Maybe it's diminished in the black community, but I still think it carries the exact same stigma that it had. If a white person uses that word, it still arouses them. A white person using that, of course it's rarely used. Why is it rarely used? Because it still has the same stigma.
Only people that use it are people like Rob or the guy from the Junkies who's a racist.
Rob does not. Now don't throw around who's a racist and who's not.
Well, you playing the Nazi music. What do you want me to think?
Well, because now look, if we're gonna cut to the chase,
we're just joking.
Hey, we are joking.
Okay, then
I wouldn't be sitting here, and I don't think we'd be tolerating it if it wasn't completely.
Well, my
but you know
point
what?
Is,
hold on, let me stop you for a second. You know what makes that funny? What makes that funny is because it is the opposite of the truth, and what is being laughed at is the political sensitivity and the political incorrectness of it.
I don't know. The man has a piece of the Hindenburg in his house.
Okay? Now is that
he gave Don Negro salt and pepper shakers off the air, folks. Okay, I don't forget stuff like that.
I know you know.
He gave him that.
I forgot you're a tough customer.
Do?
What?
We should turn to the medical issues at hand.
Yeah, you're starting to be a little uncomfortable.
Come on now.
Well, we opened up a can of worms
Uberman,
here.
Uberman, dressed his son up as Uberman.
No, it was Superman.
It was Superman.
It had and two dots the, over to you. I saw
the Hindenburg,
it.
That's aviation history.
Right.
Hey,
he salutes it every day.
Just my opinion that it's they're laughing at the whole political incorrectness of the whole thing.
I love it.
But the word is still. Look at this. I mean, there's a whole news story about putting this word in
the
parents that call up and say, I can't believe you're doing this,
the
they care.
Look, that's the South. They don't think it's wrong to call they don't think it's wrong for what's happening to those young men down there. They don't care.
And see, when you say they don't, you're taking it. You're doing the same thing that a white racist would be doing. I'm saying you're making this blanket statement, and I think everybody's got to be an individual.
The Gen of Six, just like, I hate to agree with Al Sharpton, but the Gen of Six are just the tip of the iceberg. It's a lot of brothers that get railroaded in certain
I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
Circumstances in real life that if it was Mike O'Meara getting stopped by the police, he's going to get a ticket or whatever. If I get stopped, I do have to watch.
I usually get a handshake and a request for a T-shirt,
right.
Robert.
Okay, well,
that's
that handshake comes at the long end of a stick for me, or it can.
Look, here's the point. Can you just hear me out on what I'm saying about the point? You're saying, hey, it doesn't matter. I don't care, whatever. What I'm telling you is we run away from this kind of stuff in this country. We don't address it head on. Black people and white people don't talk about it, frankly. Don't talk about the sensitivity of it. And I think that is as much of the problem as the Gen of Six down there, because these problems aren't being addressed. You know what? The one thing, I think the reason we don't make any progress on race in this country is because we don't do anything. We don't have any meaningful dialogue.
Nobody does.
We don't have any meaningful dialogue.
It's going to be like this. After you and I die, after your children are gone, it's racism crosses everything.
You know what?
Let me tell you something.
All right.
Look at India, okay? India is all the same color people, okay? They're divided by class. They're racist or class racism, okay? Mm-hmm,
right.
They discriminate against their own people. They're all broke, smelly people.
You know why?
And they discriminate against themselves.
You know why? Okay? You say it's going to be around. It's going to be around after we're long gone.
Right.
That's the attitude that I think is BS. Because I think if you have that attitude, how can anybody make any progress? We run away from it. We sweep it under the carpet. You like to come on this show and you like to make very dramatic statements and you like to make very controversial statements. And you know what?
That are the truth.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't know whether you do it. Do you do it because you want to get people really thinking, or do you do it just because you want to be?
Do it because it's funny. Racism is funny,
and I think it's funny too.
Racism.
I think it's funny too.
Better than me because of your skill, your color of your skin,
right,
or whatever religion you are, whatever faith you. It's all dumb.
I think I'm better than you because I have all of my original teeth. I have to be honest with you.
Well, I think I'm better than you because I weigh less than you.
I think he still has his teeth. Mike.
We'll get on to your health issues because I want to lighten it up a little bit,
so
to speak. I want to look. The bottom line is. Are you playing
the theme to Benson?
Jesus Christ. I hope that somebody can make progress.
All
that we don't
tap dance.
That we don't have to run away from certain words and we don't deal with stuff head on. And until we deal with it, and I'm talking about really deal with it, the same crap's going to go on. You're right, and it might happen after we're
dead.
You're
too big to be Gandhi. Don't worry about it.
I'm not trying to be Gandhi.
Don't worry about it. Okay?
All right.
As long as you treat your Mexican slaves as
stop it.
And get their passports.
Behave yourself.
Make them wash their hands.
All right, before we get to your health, and I know, Jesus, there's no way we're giving him a fourth safe yes.
No, we can't.
I have to take this call.
I'd never hear the end of it at the lodge.
We have a phone call, especially for Rob. Let me just take this. Rob, you have a phone call.
Okay, hello.
Danny, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Danny.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that today is German Reunification Day.
You bet it is.
It is. Thank
Tear
you, Danny.
Down that wall.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Danny. Hello? Goodbye. All right. We got to get you out of here pretty soon, but now let's hear about without the Benson music.
Sure.
I think it's great. It gives momentum.
All right. When last we checked in with Robert's health, there was, at the end of the elephant's nose, there was a bit of irritation and a problem. What happened?
Okay.
All right.
That disappeared. Then I had problems, going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Okay. You had problems when it was that time.
Number one.
And it got cloudy. Then it got blue.
All right. Let me use a word. Was it fire? Okay.
Okay. So
I can tell you what you got.
I hauled ass to Kaiser.
I know what you got.
And, they gave me the regular question, uh-huh. Haitian.
I've got it right
have
now.
You had a Haitian hooker? And I said, she's in the car, but what does that have to do with this?
Right. Hey, ba-dum-bum.
So they took this test.
Got the crickets.
You're not as fast as my Don, but you're getting there. Okay.
Hey, I got to tell you, one thing, I'm going to give my partner props in. Nobody's as fast
that's
as
right.
he is. That'll never happen. Really.
I love Don. I miss him. I like to give him a hug. Whatever.
Stop by tonight.
Yeah, I go by his house. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Play a little Xbox?
Have dinner in that Xbox that he owes me. That's we're not going to go there, though.
What are they going to serve you? Are they going to serve you applesauce?
Or chitlins. I can chew on chitlins.
Chitlins would be fine. Mm. Nice chitlins, milkshake.
Cornbread.
Can you eat?
Cornbread goes down easy. Neck bones, I can't.
Can you eat normal food with that mouth?
It's like gumming it, and it takes longer to digest, so I'm gaining weight. So,
you couldn't eat like a normal steak?
No. You'd have to start it for me.
But we could put the steak in a Cuisinart for him.
There you go. I love it. A chocolate milk.
All right, so you go to the doctor. You got a venereal disease.
No, it's not a venereal
disease. Sure it is.
It's not.
Of course it is.
Okay, right. So they give me some pills. They don't actually tell me what I have, but I take the pills.
Do they tell you what kind of pills they give you?
I see what they are.
Penicillin.
And antibiotics.
It's penicillin to cure his VD.
They give me antibiotics. I take them.
To cure his Asian VD.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'll listen, Robert.
I cannot. Look. So I take the pills.
You flustered him.
I take the pills.
Yes.
I finish the pills. It doesn't get better.
Uh-oh.
I go.
Okay,
Hold it.
Wait. I have to ask questions because we have to get a clear picture. Right. What did the doctor say when you first went in
they
there?
They said it's an infection.
An infection? You were clouding up.
An infection's a pretty general word, Robert.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So you know how Kaiser is. They just dump pills at you.
Absolutely.
And I take them.
You have the Bangkok flu.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I end up in the hospital. I'll cut it short. I end up in the hospital. I stay there. I call you guys.
I got sick in the hospital.
Oh, I remember when he called from the hospital.
I called you guys from
his
mind. Right. I was on Dilaudid.
Ah,
boy.
You're on Dilaudid.
Dilaudid.
Elvis have that stuff?
I'm telling you.
Synthetic
buzz. I told my friend this, and I'll say it over there. I know why there are crackheads out there giving.
Oh, you know what? I can
you know
testify that.
You
go into the
so
hospital
good.
and you take the stuff they give you in the hospital. That
one
you
unit.
Understand why
one
there are
unit.
Junkies.
Yeah. One unit.
Right.
Yeah. Put me out for 12 hours.
I had liquid Demerol one time. And
God, that was good.
Nothing nice. Like it.
Anyway, they say it's cleared up. I come out the hospital. I'm taking the pills.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It flares up again.
Right.
Oh, I go to my doctor.
Stop. It is really tough to clear up Asian venereal disease.
It is. It's built on a very resistant strain.
It's like applause.
Robert, you have VD, correct?
No, it's not a venereal disease.
Oh, what did it turn
the
out to be?
The doctor told me I have salmonella poisoning.
What were you doing? Put your thing into like some rice pudding
exactly,
or something?
Exactly. You're not supposed to catch salmonella that way.
I'm beginning to worry about
it. I got a call from, I told Rob the other day, I got a call from
the people that have eaten your lasagna over the years.
Hey, I like that
I'm
lasagna.
Sorry, it's
you
a
know
joke.
What?
It's a joke. I kid because I know.
I got the paperwork from Fairfax County.
Okay. Right?
And at the bottom it says avoid Mike's restaurant.
Oh, now, hey. All right, that's fair. You know what? That's fair. No problem at all.
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead. So you got salmonella in your thing.
Yeah, like I'm a... I'm a poultry pedophile.
Yeah,
it's like you can only get it from touching little baby chickens have it.
Uh-huh.
Fish,
lizards, certain kind of lizards have it.
Yeah,
and you have it,
and
in
I
your,
had it
your
go,
you have it down there.
Uh-huh. It infected my kidneys.
Wow.
So it went in through there. And well, what have you been doing with your thing?
Nothing. I've been cool.
You might want to keep him out of your restaurant.
Could it happen?
They said
could it happen
I'm going
if you were
send
say?
The steak
I
back.
Guess.
Let
I
me
guess.
Give a scenario. Say you're sitting out there, you're lying on bed watching TV, you're naked,
and a sea bass jumps in my bed with
no. You rest. You rest a sandwich.
Yeah, tuna
down.
You call it a can
you
of
tuna.
I call it Shirley.
How did you get salmonella?
I don't know.
A
that's
foodborne illness on
I
your
don't
thing.
No.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe the hooker I had some tuna fish or something. Like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's nasty.
But
oh God,
I had a CAT scan this morning because
you're still suffering from this.
No, it's kidney. The last urine analysis and blood test was negative.
Good.
But
Mr. I won't use your last name, Mr. Robert. We got the results back from the.
That's what scared me.
Hold
when
on.
The health department called me.
Before you continue. I would be remiss in a Robert the Angry Mailman segment if we didn't talk to your biggest fan.
Oh,
okay?
No.
Without further ado. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hello. How are you doing? This is the McLean Post Office.
Oh, it's a bit.
It's I'm not sure who this is, caller.
You're not supposed to go there.
Could you?
No, this is the McLean Sanitarium, retard.
Oh, dear.
How's the rice pudding?
Hey, Tom.
Did they strap you in tonight?
Hey, shut up, faggot. I'm talking to Mike. Wait, Mike.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
You can't say that F word anymore.
Hey, shut up, jackass.
Tom, you're on with Robert.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Robert.
Ha-ha. We know you'll never get salmonella poisoning.
Margie, not him and poison your guy on steak tonight.
What are you about 100 years old and you never had the love of a woman other than your mother?
Hey, watch she's it, dead, sucker.
She's in the ground.
I'm going to call.
That's probably how I got it, because I tripped and fell on top of your mother's grave. I fell on your mother's grave.
Hey, shut up.
With my pants down, unfortunately.
Robert, shut up.
And when I got up, I'm sick.
Robert,
Tom,
shut up.
Tom, what's floating in your stomach right now?
Robert, shut up. I'm going to blow your face up.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
my. Oh, that's nasty. That's
Tom,
a serious death.
You know how to point a gun? You probably shoot yourself in the face.
Hey,
which would make your IQ
yes,
go up.
Yes, I'm here, Tom. I'm here.
Hey, turn his mic off.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, let's get the dunk tank back out there again and dunk him in the dunk tank.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but you can't throw the ball.
Then everyone else that goes into the dunk tank will get salmonella in their thing.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna put Robert back on the dunk tank and dunk it.
Tom, have you ever had Tom, have you ever had salmonella?
No.
Could you spell? Could you spell salmonella for us?
SOMEEDERS.
Perfect.
Exactly. That's the Latin spelling.
Samitas.
Hey,
later, Tart.
Tom, we gotta go.
Bye,
okay.
Tart.
Hey, Tart.
Hey,
yes, I'm right here, Tom.
Charlie.
No, we're not gonna do Charlie today.
Hey, do you want me to bring something back from New Zealand, retard?
Hey, watch it.
I will bring you a koala. I will bring.
They really love each other.
I will bring you back the teddy bear.
They really love each other.
Watch it, dummy.
But they're gonna take it from you.
Knucklehead.
I'll bring you a cake with a file in it, so you can file away the bars and escape the insane asylum.
Tom, we have to run.
Hey, Robert.
One who flew over the Tarzan.
Robert, shut the hell up.
One who flew the Tarzan.
Say goodbye to.
Hopefully, somebody will choke you to death.
Say goodbye.
Run outside.
Say goodbye to Robert, Tom. He's gone. We lost him. He's long gone, Robert.
I think we're done here.
Robert, that's about all the time we have today. I hope your medical condition gets better. Your salmonella. Your peanonella. I hope that gets better.
It's very rare.
I hope you don't get buttleism or any of the other.
Will you sign this for me?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yes, that's a
lovely
picture.
And I'll get Rob to sign Don's name.
I'm good at it.
God, I'm fat.
Yes, you are. But
I
you
am
look good.
Fat.
You look good. You had like a perm that day.
Yeah. Well, I combed my hair backwards that day.
You look
day.
Great.
All right.
So Mike is taking a moment to autograph a picture of
I love that.
You and Don and Mike together. Right?
Robert.
I love that picture, man. Yeah.
Why?
I'm doing a lot better, though. I feel a lot better.
Why can't we all just
why you gotta put that?
Get along?
You know I'm going to make that my business card now, right?
There you go. There it is, Robert. Why can't we all just get along? You know I love you, Robert. Yes, Rob will forge Don's signature on that, and we will. There's the Sharpie.
Don't steal my black pen.
While he's doing that, Rob, I'm going to take one more phone call here for Robert.
Inward.
Last phone call for Robert, the angry mailman. You have the last word with Robert.
Inward and a crossword puzzle.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
I'm not putting that on the air. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's my call. There you are. Thank you very much. Because I don't like that word. And I don't like that word, and it's
you
my show
like
right
word.
Now, and I don't have to put that word on the air.
But it doesn't mean anything. You know who killed the N-word?
Who?
The rappers. Because it's in every song.
Right.
It's in every...
Now,
I
when
got
you...
more N-words in my car than you probably have in your house.
Robert, I'd love to sit there and debate this with you all
okay,
afternoon.
I gotta go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
go.
Nice round of applause.
Thank
Robert,
you.
The angry mailman.
Hey, I'll be
thank
back.
You.
Hey, I'll try to be back before Christmas.
Yes, please.
Thank and you. I'm working on my Christmas message.
Oh, your good. Christmas message, I'm which will be filled with hope
and, love,
and light and love.
And respect for all cultures.
There
and
it is.
Except for Tom.
And I know you love Rob, too.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that.
Good to see you.
Don't give him the Hitler wave.
And you know, Robert, hope when you're back, I want you to know I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
We all are. Yes. We all are. And if the N-word and the crossword puzzle is all we have to worry about, it's a better world.
God bless you, Robert.
Right, bye,
Don. Now get out of here.
Robert Mailman.
Sorry, Don missed you. I know he'll be sad that he didn't get a chance to see you. All right. Yes, whatever he's saying. He's talking on the way out. Yes.
He wants his
dinner. That's right. He wants his dinner. I know he does. All right, there he goes. Thank you. Yes. Please leave. Thank you very much. All right.
Do you need a moment?
I don't need a moment. What I need is like one of those big tumblers, those Costco tumblers full of Aleve right now.
I'll get it to you. And
could you fetch that for me?
And some trail mix.
I am reasonably sure we're doing something next, but I'm not prepared to tell you what it is.
But tune in and you too will find out.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.